The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone. Happy 2020, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. Now, if you're a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or you can give us a call at the office at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Joseph Scheel, and he'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. We have a brand new 90-minute webinar coming up on Sunday, February 23rd at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And this one is entitled, When Did You Ever Become Less by Dying? And the host of this event will be Dr. Stafford Betty. And our Holiday of the Earth raffle is coming up on April 22nd. It's a $5 per chance to enter. And that gives you five chances, actually, to win a one-hour phone reading with one of our certified mediums. Now, the mediums participating in this event will be announced shortly. So watch for an update in our emails, newsletter, and also that update will be posted to our website. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. All righty, so let's get to our show, and then we'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes. And we do look forward to taking your calls. So let me introduce our guest tonight. Our guest medium is Joseph Scheel, and in addition to his work as an evidential psychic medium, Joe is also a spirit artist, as well as an award-winning teacher. He's also a Reiki master, a healer, and a spiritual advisor. Joe is also an ordained minister, as well as an instructor with the Journey Within Church in New Jersey. And he's a registered medium in Lilydale, New York, and we are always happy to have him back on Mediums and Messages. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Corinne. How are you? Thank you very much for having me.
I'm doing great. Good. It's always great to have you back on with us here.
Always fun.
And I remember, you know, when you did that last show with us, that was last year, we spoke a little bit about your Portraits from Heaven, which let me just mention for our listeners, just in case any of them may not be that familiar with your work. As a medium, Joe will connect with spirit, and as he's bringing through messages from them, he's also drawing their portrait, which is absolutely remarkable. I have to tell you, I mean, I've seen your work. It's just phenomenal. So what came first, your mediumship or your work as an artist? Like, how did you tie this all together?
I really came about it kind of haphazardly. I mean, I did it when I was a kid, and I thought, you know, everybody thought it was some kind of, you know, spiritual awakening and, you know, something special. And, you know, the house filled up with priests and nuns, and everybody thought it was weird.
So as a child, you weren't just drawing, you were drawing spirits.
I was drawing spirits and naming them as well, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
So people were freaking out a little bit, but that you know, I thought it was fun. I didn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Later on in life, I was in the seminary again to become a deacon in the Catholic Church, and all of a sudden, I'm dyslexic, so I get tired when I read, and I was in the library, and a lot of times, in order to keep myself awake, I'll just doodle. You know, I'll doodle on the paper or whatever. So I was drawing a picture of, I draw people. So I was drawing a picture of a man, and some guy at the next table came over to me and he goes, "Why are you drawing my uncle?" I said, "I'm not drawing an uncle. I'm just drawing a guy." And
he says,
no, that's my uncle. That's my uncle. And I said, look, we're in a library. Be quiet. Type of thing.
Oh,
and he said, no. That's my uncle. I said, look, you can have the picture if you want. I said, Tom seemed like a nice guy. He goes, how'd you know his name? And I flipped out. I was like, here, take the picture. And I get ticked off because I was like, I didn't know what was happening to me.
Right.
And I didn't understand mediumship. And matter of fact, if anybody told me to go to a psychic or a medium back then, I would have thought they, you know, they were crazy or they're, you know, off the beam. So I began to see things more clearly, and I started to draw people all the time, and I started to delve into this work and you know, see who was what it was all about. And I have to admit to you, Doreen, I was terrified. I didn't know what, you know.
Yeah.
It was kind of like I had to leave what I was doing in order to do this and kind of do it secretly, and it was a terrible time, actually. But
yeah, you know, I've heard that from other mediums also, where, you know, you're beginning to develop and you don't really know what's happening. And it can be a little bit scary.
Right. You know, people have different opinions about what's going on. But I really have had a wonderful time of coming about to bring those pictures forward. And they happen in different ways. Sometimes I see them so I can draw them easily. Sometimes I'm just obsessed to draw somebody and it comes out right, you know.
Right.
All different ways. And it's still remarkable to me. It still shocks me when somebody, you know, pulls out a photograph after I'm done and says, look how close you are. And, you know, it's beyond my understanding even today. And I've worked very hard to understand how to do it and how I'm doing it and build upon that. But I think we still have so many questions
Sure.
So, yeah. But
I just always marvel at how the portraits you draw have such an incredible depth to them. And it's literally, you're bringing these spirit people to life doing this when you're reading somebody. It's amazing to watch.
It's what I look for. It's what I look for in the pictures. I look for the essence of that person.
Yeah.
You know, that there's real life in the picture. Sometimes the picture is just it's just a picture. It's two eyes and nose and a mouth, so what, you know? When it has the essence, it's actually the look of that person, the feel of that person.
Yeah, for sure.
Then I know that I've, and along with information as well. So the two together become very evidential, and it makes me feel better about the work I'm doing. You know, I'm not...
Absolutely.
Guesswork, you know?
I noticed on your website also that you offer a spirit art program. So you teach other people how to do this?
Yes I do.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of people trying it, which I'm very excited about because they're, you know, I think any medium, almost anybody, I think, can do this, even if they say they're a stick figure, you know, that's all I can do is a stick figure. I've had people achieve really nice faces and nice images of other people. So I think if a medium has their mediumistic abilities down, they can really move into this and see if they can develop it or allow it to happen. With a few systems of how to draw.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. That's very cool. Alrighty, so I know you have a few things coming up. You're going to be back in Florida again, right? You want to tell us real quick what you have?
Well, I'll be with John Holland and I have a have a clear vision for you, 2020, a clear vision for mediumship, and that's the 7th through the 9th in Fort Myers. And
okay. That's
sold out, but people are still signing up just in case somebody backs out. You know, they're giving
coming.
February 15th, I'll be in Naples, Florida, for a workshop there. It's called Assessing Your Brilliance of Your Mediumship. That's for beginners and intermediate people. Mm-hmm. I'll be doing a demonstration back in North Fort Myers at the Center for Eternal Light on the 16th. And I'll be doing some private readings down in Florida, too, because I've been asked every time I've been down there if I do them, so I'll do them.
Yeah.
And in March, I'll be down in New Jersey and have a demonstration with Mavis Patillo on March 6th and Janet O'Havoc. And March 21st, I'll be with Stella Upton in New Jersey. And then in Newark, New York, which is the new Journey Within North, I'll be there on March 28th, demming with Stella Upton and Janet. And it's that's kind of Hydesville, kind of a big deal up there, so
right.
That'd be nice if people could come and celebrate that. Yeah.
So you have a lot of things coming up. And all this is on your website? People can go to your website and
kind
of get a hold of your schedule. All righty, josephshield.com. All right, guys, we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Joe Shield, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Wind Bridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Joseph Scheel. So, Joe, you ready to go to the phone lines?
I guess so. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. So before we take our first caller, I just want to mention to everyone who's listening in, we really need to hear your voice. That's how we connect with spirit for you. So we'll get you on the air. I'll mention you by name, and I'm going to ask you if you'd like to have a mini reading, but we need to hear your voice, and that's how we anchor in. So let's get to our first caller. I think we have Denise calling in from Rhode Island. Are you with us, Denise?
I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
I would like a mini reading. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to turn you right over to Joe.
Hi, Denise. Okay. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks
how about yourself?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate that. So, Denise, let me just step in really quickly here. And, you know, the thing that's hitting me here is that I'm getting a gentleman here, but I'm almost hearing him say somebody younger. So he's like an older gentleman, but talking about somebody younger that passed. And as he's coming close to me, as I begin to see him, I want him to come closer to me. And as he steps up closer to me, he's a bit about my size. I'm about 5'10", maybe maybe an inch taller. I do believe he is stocky. He's not a thin, tiny man. You know, he looks to me like he had a little bit of muscle to him, you know, when he was younger, and he kept it in a little bit of growth later on, a bit of a belly there as I see him. Seems to be a very, very nice gentleman. I do want to mention that Jimmy or James, that type of name, I'm hearing my full name. Joseph Patrick John is my full name, and I'm hearing it over and over and over again. So I almost want to come and say there might be a James around him, and or that he's mentioning. I feel that he lived a pretty full life. He could have lived longer. I think he went down a little bit quicker than he expected to. I feel that he may have not had time to really wrap things up. It got too arduous towards the end. There was some sickness here, and he knew it, and I do believe that he may not have said something about it. So it kind of comes. The love for you, the nature of you coming towards you, I feel a protectiveness towards you, and I feel like he wants to sit here and look at you. But he keeps kind of almost pushing me a little bit to see somebody younger. Would you understand any of this, Denise, at all?
Yes, that's my father, and the little boy is James. He was a student of mine probably 20 years ago.
Okay. I thank you very much for that. I feel that your dad here is the kind of guy that I would have got along with, but he wouldn't take too many wooden nickels from anybody. You know, he kind of gave people a little bit of rope, but he's not going to put up with much baloney. nice yeah. man and everything, but you know he definitely if I started joking around too much, he'd cut me down to size, you know. And I don't think he'd necessarily come to me for a reading or something. He'd probably think that was pretty weird, I can tell. But I do think he had faith, and I do think he stayed strong in his life. But he adored you, and he says he had trouble sometimes, like one step forward, two step back of how to do that. But he definitely had this admiration for who you are, and always thought that you were pretty sharp and that you really felt things through. Talking about you having a little bit of the gift yourself, so I do need to mention that, like he's almost trying to get a hold of you and speak to you as well. But he has the boy, he's talking about this boy that I guess he's met there, but I feel that there's, you know, it's a system almost like other tragedies, if you will. And I think with your dad, it kind of a tragic thing, because I think he did fight to stay here, you know. And I feel that that he was unable to do that, even though I do think he gave it the whirlwind try, you know. And but he's appreciative of you. He does mention the number 5. I do kind of want to mention the month of May, possibly, but either 5 people in the family, 5 kids, something like that. But he's very insistent about holding up 5 fingers wide open, almost not like a hello, but more like he's trying to give me that numeral, like maybe May is important, either an anniversary or birthday or passing, something in that nature. I'm almost feeling that this is, well, I'm going to talk about somebody's birthday for some reason. So I also want to, almost like he's trying to say a happy birthday to somebody else. So I don't know if there's a recent, something recent that went on.
My birthday was in December.
Okay.
God, December 29th.
Happy birthday, then. December 29th, that's my sister's birthday. My sister Ann Ellen.
Thank you.
Yeah, my father called it a little tax deduction. Which is cool. Well, you understand all this so far?
I do, yes.
Thank you. I want you to know, I mean, there's others there, and I think it's quite abundant that people come. When I see people in like this, it's almost like walking into a wedding. I have, you know, a lot of people that I'm trying to, but he stepped forward first, almost as if he was comfortable with me and comfortable with coming to you and letting you know that he's here to help and uplift you, and there's a strength about him, if you will. Now, was your dad in the military, or was it somebody else in the military? Because I felt like very, very kind of regimented with another gentleman there. Is there somebody that we either, you know, I don't see the uniform. I just feel the sternness of that, like you learned something, you know.
About 30 seconds, Joe.
Okay. So can I ask you, would you understand a Robert or Richard? You can say no, hon. It's okay.
I'm trying to think. No, I don't. I know, but I'm sure it'll come to me at some point.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, but I feel like I'm going to abandon the Robert. I'm going to say Richard here. There's a gentleman in the background, and sometimes things can be middle names, but I do think there's a gentleman in the background who's a little bit lankier, a little bit thinner than your father, and he stands back there
Rocco.
Almost with attention. Okay. So
okay.
He also just wants to say hello, and I do believe it is for you that I'm not, like, off on something else. So please hold on to it, and perhaps we can identify him, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Denise, thank you for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
It has. Thank you.
All righty. Okay, let's get to our next caller. We have Annie calling in from New York. Are you with us, Annie?
Yes, I am. I'm right here listening.
Would you like to have a mini reading?
Yes, please.
All right, I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Hi, Annie.
Hi,
how are you? I'm good.
Fine, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate that, and I hope you enjoyed Doreen's show. It's really wonderful, isn't it? Sometimes she brings on some good things.
I am, and I'm anxious to hear what you're going to tell.
Okay, you know, I just left the other reading with two gentlemen, and I still feel like I am coming here, and almost like a man is tugging on my arm here, like he's got me by the muscle, by the bicep here, and they're like pulling me over, like, come on over here, I want to talk to you, like that type of thing. He's got a really good way about him, a sense of humor. I feel uplifted with him. I think he was suffered at the end. I don't think he was well at all. I do think he had some abdomen issues going on. I have heart, my lungs are tight with him, as he's showing me that. But I do think he was frightened, you know, if it wasn't one thing, it was another kind of thing. He was kind of like, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't type of thing he's telling me. So he's got a way about him that I like him because he's, you know, he can almost laugh at himself, but he can also kind of pick on others too. You know, he knows, he, like he, he'd like to take people's inventory and see what they're all about, you know, kind of roll his eyes a little bit. So he's got a sense of humor that I like a lot, because a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a wise guy. But I like him very much because he comes to you with such love and such compassion and such appreciation for who you are. And I think he might have teased you in life, because I feel like I want to do that. Like I'm sitting here, like I want to bust your chops a little bit and get your blood up a little bit, you know. And I feel that love in that, that is unshakable and unbreakable. I feel like he walked with you because there was no one else. There's no other, you know, no one else that would have met him where he was at and understood him as much as you did. And I do think he still walks with you. I think he's here, and I think he comes in very, very strongly that way. So can I just ask you, do you understand any of that, please?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He was my husband.
Yeah, definitely a husband, because I feel that nature, that impression of wanting to be right there with you. Now, I know that he's a bit of a pistol, but he's talking about, he says buddy, so I don't know if there's a buddy, you know, like a friend, a pet, something, but yeah. I know it's a common name and, you know, for a pet or something, but I'm hearing it pretty loud and clear. Who is that?
Is his very close friend who passed about 2 years ago.
Okay.
I assume. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he's talking about being there, but he's definitely not alone. But he comes first and foremost, as I heard the sound of your voice, because your voice is what he recognizes, and that's what he comes for. And I feel like the connection there is quite good. Now he talks about the month of March. Why is March so important?
It's my birthday.
Ah, happy birthday to you then. I think he's tried to come around. Now, you've noticed him, haven't you, around you, when you've least expected, like you felt him behind you or felt him to the side a little bit?
Oh, today, you mean?
No, in the recent
anytime.
Month.
Yeah. Recent month. Yeah, I always feel him around me, yes.
Yeah, it's amazing because, you know, not a lot of people do. They always complain that I can't feel him, but with you, I think he's very, very sensitive, and he gets very much in there. He wants to be around you. He wants to uplift you and kind of walk with you. So it's not a worry for him. He's no longer in pain. He's no longer suffering. He feels to me like he likes to make sure that you're okay. Like he's always looking after you, you know. And I think he says, "I wish I did better than that in life." But I think he did good in life. But I think he's almost telling me he always wanted to do more, okay? So just let him be with you. Hmm?
Go ahead, yes.
Okay. Now, Annie, who is Mary or Marie? Who's that?
The wife of his buddy who passed.
Okay. Maybe it's being mentioned. It could be a hello. I didn't get the whole thing. I was talking right over it, so I apologize for that. But I will say that they're mentioning that they're all there together, having a good time, and they want to talk to you about having a good time and taking care of you. Now, is there a grandchild? A boy?
Not yet. Well. My son has a stepson, but other than that, I don't have a grandchild. Well, Mary does have grandchildren.
Okay. Well, there's prayers for the boy. Okay. So they're just praying for the boy, and just to get on the right track, make good decisions, that type of thing. So I feel like he's around everybody, trying to touch in, and I don't want you to go Hollywood on me. He's just kind of getting your attention, if you will. Are you not sleeping, Annie?
What?
You don't sleep.
I'm not.
Are you not sleeping very well? Up and down a bit.
Barely sleep. 2 days ago, I didn't sleep all night. Maybe that's what he means.
Okay. Yeah, he wants you to get better sleep, and he can come and you'll get to see him more. Okay. Now I want to ask you. Can I ask you one more thing?
Sure.
When you had the service for him, who was
yes
there was a piece of music that was played. Maybe that's why he's talking about Maria. Piece of music he's talking about. Some music that might be. I'm trying to ask him to repeat it or hear. I want to hear it more. Okay, he's talking about not being the service, not being of the service. It would have been nice. He's talking about something that you two loved. Okay.
Okay.
So that you two loved to listen to, and oh boy.
I'm lost at that.
Do you remember listening to it to like an old how can I say this? It's like an old song, like you know. I forget the artist, but it's like, look at me, I'm like a kitten up, you know, look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. Do you remember that old song?
Yeah, but I don't see the connection.
You don't see the connection. Okay. Would you just remember I said it then?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I'll think about it.
We'll have to leave it there.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All righty,
Andy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
I hope this helped a little bit. Thank you.
It does. Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you.
All righty. We have time for one more quick call. We have Kathy calling in from Long Island, New York. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes. Hi, Joseph.
Hi, Kathy from the Big Island. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. I lived on Long Island for a little while. Way out in Patchogue.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, not for very long, but back when I first got out of college, I was out there. So I know it's changed quite a bit. So I don't think I could find my way around now. But thank you. So you like a mini reading?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, thanks, Kathy. Kathy, I want to talk about a woman with me, and I want to talk about a woman. There's more than one. I saw three standing before me. Now, there's other people as well, but the three that come forward, and one comes very strongly, I do feel very matriarchal with her, and I do feel like I want to draw you a rose, and that usually means mom to me. Sometimes it's grandmother, but this is very, very bright red rose and open. And if you were in a reading with me, I'd be drawing the rose right in front of you and just kind of scribbling around as I'm trying to feel who this is. It's almost as if she's telling me that there's a younger woman or a woman who passed before her time and was not well. I feel like she was trying to beat a cancer of some sort, and it didn't take it. She seems to me, as she comes closer, to have quite a personality where, like, she cared more about everybody else than she was even worried about herself. She would not, you know, she didn't want to talk about the illness. She wanted to talk about how are you, you know? And people did try to reach out and help her quite a bit, but she's really appreciative of who you are, the power of example you set for others, how you were there for her. And I feel very, very strong with that, Kathy. So I just want to mention that as I come closer with her. I want to also talk to you about this woman I do believe that she left children behind, and she's talking about, I will say that there's at least another, either a daughter or something that she was concerned about. So I do need to mention that as well. I also want to say to you, I don't know who Donna is or I'm just going to say I hear the name. So I'm just going to put it down. I don't know whether I'll find out where it came from, but let's just write it down real quick, because I'm trying to work really fast and get as much as I can from her. But do you understand any of this so far? Does any of this make sense to you?
I think that could be my mom, but she didn't die of cancer, but she was sick for a long time.
Sick for a long time, and a lot of things going on with her, though. Would you understand if I said that?
Yes.
Did she have some things in her abdomen area, almost like, I mean, it couldn't even be womanly because of where it sits in me, you know? And I feel like there's a lot of difficulty or uncomfortability as I'm speaking. She's just showing it to me. I'm asking her to step back just a little bit with that. But I just feel like she had more than one thing she was dealing with, if you will. And And I feel that discomfort with that came because of almost like she didn't have time to take care of it at times, you know, like she couldn't get to it or something. Right. So I want to mention that. She was very appreciative of you and how hard you worked to help everything, okay? And okay. Your mom should have had more years, shouldn't she have?
Yes, definitely.
Because she still has color in her hair. She still looks beautiful. And she was quite an attractive young lady when she was younger, I have to say. She wants me to see her then, so I see her eyes, and beautiful, I want to say. And she's a bit spunky, too. I think if I got to know her, she would have given me a hard time, you know? She would have put me in my place. And so I like that about her. And she says, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, so you must be the same. God. So she says you're pretty quick on the draw, so you know what to say. You don't lose your voice. You know exactly when to say it and how to say it and put people right where they belong. So she's grateful for that. She's grateful that you learned to be strong in who you are. And she's around you quite a bit.
About 30 seconds, Joe.
Thank you. I want to say, Kathy, she really wants to express how much she loves you, because she wasn't Miss Mushy in life, you know, like dawdling over everything. She was busy, like everybody is, but she wants you to know that she really wants you to, you know, kind of forgive some of her stuff and let her love you even now. Can I just mention that, please?
Yes.
And why is she so... Can I just say one more thing?
Sure.
There's something crazy about shoes or something, so I just need to mention that you either are crazy about shoes or she was, one or the other. Something about shoes or even...
I have her shoes.
Okay.
I have her shoes.
Okay. Very good.
Right,
thank you,
well,
Kathy.
Thank you for calling into the show. I hope this helped.
God bless.
Thank you.
All righty. We're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll get back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Joe Scheel. But before we get back to him and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Red Envelope, Expedia, Marriott, Old Navy, TurboTax, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. All righty, so let's get back to our show. We have time for a couple of more callers. We have Joseph Scheel here with us tonight. And let's get to our next caller. I think we have Brenda calling in from New Jersey. Are you with us, Brenda?
I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading with Joe?
I would love to have a mini reading, yes. Thank you so much.
Okay, there you go.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Hi, Joe. Very, very well. Thank you so much for the. I'm very grateful for this opportunity.
Well, I'm thank you for calling in to support the Forever Family Foundation. It's wonderful. Thank you. You know, as I'm listening to your voice, I'm listening to those around you, and what happens to me is, like I said before, is like it's walking into a wedding. There's a lot of people here, but I have a gentleman here that's younger in age, a little younger than I am, and he's stepping forward to me as if he had known you in life quite well and wanted to kind of show himself to me so that I can say hello to you. He looks to me to be quite strong. He's a decent guy, a kind of a straight shooter. He was very good with numbers in his head, and he's not the only one there, but he just wants to kind of acknowledge you and let you know that he's close by. There seems to be a sense that he passed, you know, too rapidly, if you will, but that he wished that he had had more time and wished that he had more time with you. So there's an interesting thing about this, because I feel the connection, yet he's a little tentative about coming forward. It's almost like a hello from a friend more than somebody closer. And it could be that he's just kind of getting to know me as well. But when I talk to him, I look to him, and he looks a little taller than I am. I'm 5'10". I feel like he's a little bit over 6 feet. And he also is not as girthy as I am. He stands strong and quite a good-looking man as he comes closer. Now, I also want to mention to you, Brenda, that as he comes closer, he talks to me about a friend, a mutual friend, and he talks about a David. So I do want to mention David. That could be somebody still here in the living that he wants to kind of mention. So I'm gonna do that. And I also want to talk to you about. I'm gonna move and say that there is another gentleman there that looks older to me that also wants to be acknowledged. Can you understand anything I've just said at all? Does that make sense at all to you?
It makes a lot of sense to me. I believe that the young man is my son, and you describe him perfectly, except for his height. He wasn't tall.
He wasn't that tall.
Everything else.
I want to say to you, and did he have a friend named David or something still here, or somebody he wanted to talk about? And if not, I'm going to associate. It's okay to say no to me, okay?
I would say my uncle was David. He's on the other side. That's the only David that comes to mind.
Okay, well, perhaps that's the older gentleman that's with him and is naming him. So I will just tell you that he seems to be with other family members. I think he's just a little tentative coming to me because I'm a little older than him, you know, and just like he's just trying to figure out who I am. You know? But as he comes close, I do think he's quite a handsome kid, and he really held himself quite well, didn't he?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like he had a lot of friends. He's not like he's not recluse or a wallflower. I feel like he knew how to engage with other people and has a good solid sense of humor. He's not outrageous, if you will. But he did go quite quickly. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true. Very true. Both things are very true.
Okay, because he said he didn't have time to say goodbye, and he doesn't want to say goodbye. That there is no goodbye. That he's around you quite a bit. Okay, and I want you to know that he has stepped in with you quite a bit, and he's been trying to get your attention even more. Okay, now who has a dog or a pet that he would have liked?
His sister.
A little unruly, I want to say.
Rambunctious.
That's a good word. I'll use that word. Yeah, rambunctious. He says he's been teasing the dog to try to get people's attention. So the dog, the dog just notices that energy if he's around. And please don't go Hollywood on me. I'm not trying to make spooky houses or anything here. I'm trying to let you know that if you see something out of the ordinary, like the dog stops cold and just starts staring in the corner or something like that, then mention him by name out loud and let him know. Okay, Brenda? And can I ask you who Michael is, please?
Who is?
Who Michael is.
Michael.
Yes.
Hmm.
It has to do with something with your son, and it has to do with something with an automobile or a car. And I want to say the ocean for some reason, okay? So he's talking about the shore or ocean. I smell salt water. Can you just remember I said that then? Either Michelle or Michael, I'm writing it out. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm sorry if I'm leaving you with a little mystery, but I believe I heard it quite clearly. So I want you to know that that's being mentioned right now, and perhaps if he was around his sister, maybe he's trying to mention something around there as well, because that was where we were going with things, that the dog is his sister and stuff. I know you feel the love of him around, and I'm sorry for I can't imagine the loss of a child like that. However, he knows that you understand that his love for you, and that he's shown that many times over. Is that true?
Yes, it's very, very true.
Okay.
About 30 seconds, Joe.
Okay.
About 30 seconds.
Because your connection with spirit has grown exponentially since his passing and your knowledge of this, and he just wants to thank you so much for passing that on, and because there's others there, too, around his age that want to connect. And you've been very helpful to others, and he's just saying, Mom, keep going. you know, keep doing. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to leave you with that, with light and love. Thanks, Brenda.
All right.
Very beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Joe, we have time for one more quick call.
Okay.
So let's go to Connie calling in from Texas. Are you with us, Connie?
Yes, I am.
Hi,
thank
welcome
you,
to the
Jen,
show. Would you like a mini reading?
Yes, I would. Thank you very much.
Okay. All righty.
Hi, Connie. How you doing?
I'm How's doing great. Coming? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. They announced you earlier on that we were going to get Connie from Texas, and I was waiting to hear that beautiful Texas accent. So thank you.
Yeah, it's always lot different from the New York people, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Well, my roommate from college is a doctor down in Texas, and I always like talking to him and his family on the phone because it's always kind of cool. Connie, can I come to you though for a moment and talk to you about a gentleman in spirit that I feel is extremely strong in his character, extremely strong in who he was in the community. I feel like he stands in front of me, and he's the kind of guy I would have called fair, okay? And I wouldn't have hesitated. My father would have taught me that, you know? And as I speak to him, he was he has an engineering kind of a mind. He knew how to figure things out very, very quickly. And he could take things apart and put them back together. He just knew how things work, if you will. And he comes to me to be right in front of you, almost like he's sitting with me, looking at you with a love that's just extraordinary. And as I talk to him, I feel also that he has received someone else more recently with him. So he hasn't passed recently, but somebody else has, and he's got them. So he wants to mention that as well, okay? Can I also ask you, is there a William or a Bill that you would understand at all?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And do you understand anything I've just said about the... That's him. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes. I mean, it sounds like my son, and William is his grandfather.
Okay. So they're together, and they are with you as well. And he knows that it's really difficult to hear him or to see him, but recognize what you notice. He loves to bring things like birds to you. So just
yes.
kind of flock them, and when you see them, just call them out by name and let them know you see them. Okay, he just wants to touch them with you,
awesome.
and just call them out by name, and it will get stronger, or you know you'll see something odd. Okay, again, don't go Hollywood on me, and don't make it up. Just let it happen, and the beauty of their presence is what you want to kind of just swim in, because it's just going to be beautiful when they come. You'll feel it right to the core of your being, and then just say a little prayer for them and thank them for being around, because I do think they're trying to uphold you, trying to carry you, and there's a beauty to this that, you know, he's sorry that he's gone. He's apologizing for being gone. So I don't think he did this to himself. I just think it's more, you know, circumstances around him that, like, and so he's not I wouldn't give him the heat for it, if you will. I'm saying he really was a good boy, a good kid, you know, and a lot younger than me. So do you understand that, please?
I understand it all.
Well, Connie, thank you. I appreciate that. I know he's not alone. There's more people back there, shadows that I'm seeing. But if I were to draw him, I would draw him with a very, very strong jaw, if you will. He looks like he's a good looking kid. He must have been.
He was a very good looking kid. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the girls must have been after him.
Very much so.
And I think he knew it too. What a great personality. Fantastic. Well, I want you to know that when they're only a thought away, and it's just when you think about him, he's right there. So, you know, say a little prayer at night and ask him to come into your dreams. Write out a few questions, learn them well, and if he comes to you in your dreams, just start asking him questions. And I know dreams are kind of weird. You can, it's like you're in a grocery store in the woods or something, but follow him around until you feel like he's answering you, not your own mind, but almost like you're feeling it internally, just owning you. And he'll give you, he'll show that love for you again and again. And I'm so blessed that I've met him. What a nice young man, and I appreciate you calling in and allowing me to do this. God bless you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Alrighty. I appreciate it so much.
Connie, thank you so much for calling in. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Oh, it did. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I can't believe how fast this hour goes, but, Joe, we are just about out of time.
Okay.
And I want to thank our guest tonight, Joseph Scheel, for joining us this evening. And Joe,
thanks,
if any of our listeners would like more information about your work or if they want to schedule a private session with you, is the best way through the website?
Through the website. That's the best way. Yep.
JosephScheel.com, and his last name is S-H-I-E-L. Go to JosephScheel.com. And I'd like to thank all our listeners for being with us tonight. We always hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Once you're there, you can become a member, sign up for our newsletter, and check out all of the wonderful events that we host. And please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Molloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMolloy.com. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.